Like when you see that shit on TV, you're like, oh man, that's horrible. But then you see it on the movies and it's like, oh, look at that guy's fucking entire house is floating by. It's crazy.
Welcome, and this is Far Betterment.
Welcome and thank you for joining me on another episode of Far Betterment, the podcast where we learn new things about old friends and old things about new friends. First of all, I want to thank all of my supporters, everybody who's downloaded, who's subscribed, who's listened, and who follows us on social media. Thank you guys so very much for your support. It means everything to me, truly. And a special thank you to those of you who've taken the time out of your day to give us a 5-star rating. I cannot tell you how much it means to me that you would go out of your way to give us a 5-star rating and let everybody know that you enjoy and appreciate what we're doing here on Far Betterment. So thank you for that. If you haven't done so already, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button. You can find us on your favorite podcasting platform by searching for Far Betterment. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Far Betterment. A special episode, a Robinsode.
It's not special. There's zero specialness of this.
Wow. Wow. You know what, Robin?
What?
I just don't get it.
Get what?
Why are you always down on yourself?
Am I that special?
I mean, I married you, and so that probably says something.
Mm-hmm. I'm not special.
So then I guess I settled. Time to start looking elsewhere.
Okay, bye.
Really?
No.
I'm free? Why?
Because I don't want you to be.
But you said bye.
I was joking. Do you know what that is?
I don't, because remember that year that I said no more funny and I stopped being funny?
Yes.
I think that's a good describer of me, is when I say I'm going to do something, no matter how stupid it is. Like not being funny for a whole year.
You did not be funny for a whole year. It was boring.
I literally had to tell myself jokes in my head so that I wouldn't say them out loud for that stupid entire year. But you challenged me. You by not laughing at my jokes all the time. I just got tired of not making you laugh.
That sounds like an ego problem or something.
So I just decided, you know what? No more funny. That's it. No more. This is a waste of my energy. Because you're the kind of person that doesn't laugh. You just go, that's funny.
It was funny.
And then
I told you it was funny.
Mm-hmm. I like to hear like belly laughs. Mm. I like to hear people laugh. Hey.
Yeah, we got a notification at our front door.
Mm-hmm.
You should check that out. Make sure we're not getting robbed.
For show. Hmm. That was annoying. I wish I hadn't have done that.
What?
Clicking.
Oh, I think it was just a car driving by. But the driveway to one didn't go off, but this one did.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, anyway, so this is going to be an episode of Just Robin. And guess what, guys? You're going to get a lot of these because I'm not going to take guests for a while. For I don't know how long. I'm done.
Okay. Wow.
I'm over it.
You are not.
No, I just, you know, with everything that happened with my brother, and I just can't get back into it. I don't know. I can't. I don't know what it is, but I just cannot. We were just talking about this. Once I started interviewing certain people is when I really started, like, and I don't mean personally, like, but once I had to start chasing people down and chasing down publicists and chasing down people like that, it just, I don't know, it got to be like, this podcast was supposed to be about like just learning new things about people, and I think,
well, why
I got
don't you do
some
with your
that.
Friends though.
Yeah, I might do that. And
I thought there are a few people that wanted to be back on.
We might have some things in the works, like we might try to make this a network and start putting some podcasts under the Far Betterment umbrella. far better casts, if you will. Got one in the works now. Uh-huh. Working on some clever names. Uh-huh. I thought Vietnam Mexican was a good one. Mm-hmm. Nobody agreed with me.
Oh, he didn't like it.
No.
And, did he like any of the names you came up with? Did he come up with any good names?
Oh, we did come up with Rice Spectrum.
Oh, I like it. That's cute.
Because we were talking about this and we realized that
everyone likes rice.
No, but his culture, my culture, well, rice is very, very important.
Well, most cultures, rice is
and we really, really bonded over rice when we were kids. Like, we would trade rice even. So,
rice is good though.
I love rice. It's one of my favorite things. And he's the first of all one of my best friends in the world. But second of all, like, taught me how to use chopsticks. Taught me about pho, my favorite food ever. Like, literally, pho.
You had it last I think, night.
Yeah, we had it last night. It's my absolute favorite food. Taught me about spring rolls. Taught me about... his parents wouldn't let me eat unless I learned how to use chopsticks. And let's face it, I'm an eater. So I learned that real fast. Taught me how to make rice, like white rice, in a steamer. I had no idea that those even existed back then.
You own a steamer
good times were had over rice. So
that's a cute one.
That'll be an exciting podcast, I think. Maybe that'll kind of get me back into things. But I like doing podcasts with you. It's easy and comfortable, and I don't have to think too much. And I don't have to chase you down because you're already in the house. And so it's real,
get forced
real
in here
easy.
Get in here and podcast with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, aw, do I have to?
And I say, if you want to stay married, you do.
And I'm here.
But yeah, I just, and it's not really even about the chase. It's just, I don't think I have the will right now to be doing it. And also,
well, we got some other stuff in the works.
A lot of other stuff going on. New business potentially. We'll find that out tomorrow. And that's probably going to take like all of our time for a long time. So podcasting is really going to take a lot of extra effort for me, especially if I'm doing a few a week with my friend. So, yeah. But I hope to bring the apple in the tree back, put that under the far betterment umbrella, and hope to, I don't know, I don't know if this will stay far betterment or if I'll just turn it into just far better halves or if that's just going to be temporary or...
You want to do a ghost podcast.
I definitely want to do a ghost podcast. I love ghosts so much and really feel like me and ghosts are friends.
We drove through a cemetery.
We have
today.
A kinship. We drove through a cemetery.
Okay, this was weird though. We drove through a cemetery today and there was a lady in there doing magic. It was the weirdest thing ever.
She was making a stick float. It was really odd.
I have it on video.
And super awesome. Yeah, I guess we'll post a video on Instagram.
It was so weird.
It was weird. You know what's even weirder? Is that like, well, this creeped me out. As we're in the cemetery, remember Bricky? He's a 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. You know how old he is. But for the people out there who don't know, he's 3. About to be 4 on leap day.
Or
so
about to be
happy,
1.
Happy birthday, Bricky Head.
What is he actually? 1 or 4?
He's 4.
It's only his first birthday, though.
Mm, he's been through many days, though.
All right.
And so he said to us, I'm scared of her. And I said, what? What do you mean you're scared of her? And he says,
I see her.
I'm scared of her. I said, what are you talking about? Where? And he goes, I don't know, over there. And so I said, okay, I'm going to drive back around and you tell me when you see her again. And so I drove back around to the spot where we both said that, like, well, first of all, the hairs on my arm were just staying straight up, which was weird because I didn't have chills or anything. But I thought it was all in our heads because we were already like creeped out. But oh, what a beautiful cemetery though. But anyway, I drove back around and he said, I see her. I'm scared of her. And I never saw anything. Mm-mm. It was the middle of the day. Never saw a thing.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
And our 3-year-old son is, he's scared of her. So that creeped me right out. But beautiful, beautiful cemetery. If you're ever in Raleigh, and this is the first time we've driven through there, and we've lived here for
six, seven years. Through the cemetery.
I didn't know you could. But definitely go visit Oakwood Historic Cemetery. Like, it's just beautiful and really old and has these enormous...
ghosts. And magic people.
Yeah, potentially ghosts and potentially...
someone performing magic tricks. It was so weird.
But has these enormous, like, beautiful obelisks and humongous, like, tombstones and, like, all these really intricate statues. And I don't know. This is really cool. And all the people that, like, built Raleigh or had something to do with it, pretty much most of them are buried there.
It's a rich neighbor.
It's a rich people only cemetery.
That's what we were told.
Well, from a tour guide we had before that drove us past there. Said, yeah, can't be buried there unless you're important. So we'll never see the light of day. Or we'll never see that ground.
Unless we sneak in there.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be buried anyway.
Me either.
So I want you to spread my ashes there.
Okay.
Like I said, just sneak in there and spread me all over that place. I'll show them not to let me be buried there.
It's probably very, very illegal.
I'll teach them a lesson or two with all my ashes. I got some plans for my ashes. No worries.
I really want to be put in a firework and shot up into the sky.
That's gross.
That'd be sweet.
For you. Everybody else is breathing in your ash dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Asher.
Gross. Oh, yeah, when we were spreading my grandpa's ashes, and then a gust of wind came.
Funny, but...
and it blew right into our son's face. Yeah. And then we both started laughing, which we shouldn't have.
No.
Because it was actually really a sad time, and I really liked my grandpa a lot.
No, but it was
It blew right into his face.
It's like, what else do you do in that moment? I don't really know.
Luckily, he was too young to understand that he just swallowed grandpa.
Again, I shouldn't be laughing.
But that's what happened. He swallowed a whole bunch of grandpa.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
podcast is going to be just me and Robin for a while. I hope you guys enjoy.
I hope you're enjoying this because here we are.
Yeah. To those of you that I had scheduled with and canceled on multiple times, that's why. I canceled on you a lot of times because I just could not get myself to do it. And I am so sorry. I just could not. I couldn't do it. I don't know what it is. It's like some block holding me back, and it's weird because there's a lot of people that I really, really wanted to talk to and was really excited about, and I just couldn't do it. So this is comfortable for me, so maybe I just need to do this, be comfortable for a while, and maybe I can, I don't know, find that motivation again. But don't meet your heroes is another lesson, because you might get very let down. And I think that might be, I mean, that's part of it, I think, too, is meeting people that you look up to and then just being like incredibly disappointed. Not by, God, I don't even know how to put this because I don't want to alienate anybody. And I don't necessarily take it personally. I mean, everybody's really, really busy. But I mean, it's just, it's hard to explain because if you haven't dealt with that side of things, I don't know if people would like understand what it's like booking people. And I didn't understand what it was like booking people. I mean, when we first started doing this, I just would write to people and say, hey, come on. And then they would just say yes or no. And if they said no, no big deal. If they said yes, they'd come on. But then I started having all these people like say yes that were like very excited and then just nonstop rescheduled on me. Nonstop. And I would put people like I'd reschedule other people to get them on to save up like all the space. And they'd tell me, oh, I'm available this week. Make sure there's a spot open for me. And I'd keep the spot open and reschedule somebody and rebook somebody and then have to scramble in the end to try to find a guest because I had moved so many people around to get this one person on or this these two guests on or whoever. And so it just got really, I felt horrible having to move people around for these other people who maybe I shouldn't have put so much importance on. I mean, maybe they didn't deserve that much attention, but I, you know, want to make the podcast grow and, you know, they have influence and that's important to making a podcast grow too. And so
there were people though, this is the frustrating part, that would say, yes, I'm going to be on at this time. And even like earlier in that day would be like, yes, I'm going to be on. And then you would call them and just completely ignore your call or whatever. It's like, why would you say yes? Like, why would you, why? Well, why wouldn't you say, oh, I'm sorry, I have to reschedule? Or instead just say, yes, I'm going to be on, then never. Ever. Well,
or they send you to their publicist and then their publicist reroutes you and reschedules you and then changes their mind about when they're going to be on. Or I will say, dealing with publicists in general or people that have like a massive following is like kind of tough. That's why Courtney was great to work with. Because she was piece of cake. Like, I wrote to her. She said yes. She scheduled with me. And then she was on. And, you know, that was a good experience. But there have been lots of people that just kind of... Yeah, I mean, that was a bad experience. Was that one person where their publicist had scheduled them. And then they scheduled with me. And then... they confirmed with me that day and then just completely like
no apology or anything.
Literally ceased communication after I confirmed with them they're going to be on. And, you know, I hate to kind of call them out. That's why I'm not going to give their name. But that kind of stuff, I mean, that's not the first time that happened.
I know who they are. You know. I hold grudges.
You know who they are, but if they requested to be on, I'd still have them on. And that's
begrudgingly let them be on, angrily in the background.
But, like, that's not the first time that's happened. And it's not the first time, you know, somebody has told me they wanted to be on a certain day and I rescheduled everything.
We would have to reschedule our lives around
it. Literally, like, we would schedule our lives around the podcast. We'd be home at a certain time. And we're on the East Coast. A lot of these guests I've had on are on the West Coast on California time. So they're 3 hours behind us. So if they want to be on at like 8 o'clock Pacific, it's 11 p.m. here. And I have to reschedule everything to be available at that time or stay up later to edit the episode or be home earlier to be, you know, on at like 1 p.m. Eastern or, you know, like,
Would be completely fine if they didn't reschedule.
And I would clear my schedule completely for them, which I really hated myself for. I really hate myself for doing that.
Why?
Because I believe everybody should be treated equally. And I did not treat them equally at all. I treated them like with more importance and more respect than I would have treated like any other guests. And
oh, you mean like some people?
Yeah, like people that would help the podcast grow. I mean, you know, at that point we had like a lot of traction, and there's a lot of I don't know, whatever you want to call it, steam behind the podcast. And so the more people I could get with a large following on at that time, the better, because, you know, I would gain their followers. I'd gain someone else. Yeah. Like it just, that's just how you do it. Like that's how you grow. You have to strike when the iron's hot, so to speak, because you might not get that opportunity again. And I remember I told you this too when, you know, we had gotten thousands of downloads in one day, like thousands. And I said, oh my God, I totally get it. Like, why people say they get addicted to this, or why they get scared that it's never going to happen again. Why they decide they need to work harder to keep this going. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I really felt panicked that that was going to be it. And so that's when I started just booking people left and right, and rescheduling people, and restructuring our entire lives around the podcast, and putting, I mean, that 1 week I had done like 8 podcasts that week, and we didn't do anything. Like, we barely left the house because I was editing podcasts, mm-hmm. and getting ready so that we could take some time off, and rescheduling, and yeah. So I just felt like I wasn't giving everybody a fair opportunity, and like I was kind of starting to place too much importance on growth rather than the quality of the podcast. I think for me, I always wanted it to be about personal growth for me and the guests. And I don't know. I think in some of, I don't know. I think somewhere after what happened with my brother, I just think that the growth for me stopped, because I don't really know what that is right now.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well, hopefully after things aren't so busy in other parts of our lives, you can work on this more, or you can do something with your friends and stuff for now.
Well, that's the thing too, is, you know, when we get busy with something else, I feel like it needs focus. Like I tend to put 100% focus on that, and other things in my life kind of just fall away. I'm not, like, I can multitask if I need to, but I'd rather give 100% effort to the thing that needs 100% effort. And right now that's another business, you know. We're two people that don't want to work for somebody else. And if you don't want to work for somebody else, you have to work really hard to not have to do that. Like, really hard. And you have to struggle, and you have to be willing to be broke. And it just, like, I can't see myself only putting like 80% into that, and 20% into this, or 50-50. Like, I have to pick. I have to choose. So the podcast is going to suffer for a little while.
So you all are stuck with me.
And I mean, that's what I was going to say. I don't think it's going to suffer because I enjoy doing the podcast with you. Like, those are fun to me. I like doing those. And I think that'll help me, like, get back into it. But I don't know. Like, last week, you know, I had Tracy on. And that was great, because she's really easy to talk to, and I consider her a friend. And, like, that was fun for me.
Yeah.
You know? Most of those are fun for me. Like, meeting new people and speaking with new strangers and stuff. Like, I actually really enjoy doing that. You know, like, I actually, like, love meeting new people, and I love talking to new people and hearing their story and hearing what they're about. I just really hated not being fair to those people and rescheduling them. That made me feel like such a fucking dick. Hmm. And then, like, I don't know. How do you do that to everybody to get this person on, and then these people, like, cancel on you, and then you feel like a huge asshole for rescheduling, you know, and I don't even want to call them a normal person, but like a person that doesn't have like a few hundred thousand followers. Like, what does that say to the guests?
Yeah.
Fucked up. That makes me feel like a huge dick. So I really think I lost sight of what the podcast is really designed for. I mean, originally, I was 100% against taking any guests that had any following at all, that had any clout, that had any, you know, Instagram following, that had a check mark. That's not a new term.
New age word.
That's not a new term.
Never a term I used.
It's a very old term, actually. Okay, that didn't have any influence. But you want me to call them influencers? Okay, originally I wasn't going to take any influencers. It was just supposed to be like normal people meeting new people and, I mean, my friends and learning about each other. And like the idea was to try to find common ground or relate with somebody that you've never met before or that, you know, lives all the way across the country or the world even, mm-hmm. you know. And then I started getting guests that had a little blue check mark next to their name, which is cool. And it's cool to have some phone numbers in my phone of like certain people and stuff, but then it's not cool when they reschedule with you like 67 times and then cancel on you, or they don't answer, or they, you know, and then,
or they say yes after Thanksgiving, first week of December, and then they don't ever write you back.
And then they fuck you, and in turn you've fucked somebody else who you promised could be on. You know, that's not cool. And so maybe I'll revisit that at some point, or maybe I'm just overreacting. This is all a huge misunderstanding. I mean, this isn't something that happened recently, but
it's not just one person.
Yeah, either. And it's not just one person. I mean, it's several people, like several people. And this is not fair to you guys. It's not fair to you guys, and especially to the guests, to keep bullshitting and moving everyone around just for some downloads or some listens, or, you know, not cool. I'm a dick. Especially because I, you know, I don't know. I wanted to make the podcast grow.
Yeah.
That's what this is. You know, it's not just what this is about, but part of it is to reach as many people as you can.
Well, yeah, the more people you reach, the more guests you'll have too.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, I wanted this to be my job. Mm-hmm. Like, this would be, I would be very lucky to get to do this all the time and like, say this is my job.
Yeah.
And I'm, I don't know, I hope it is someday still, but
yeah,
I hope it's my job on my terms with very little need for people of influence. Or I'd rather them chase the podcast than me have to chase them down. Mm. Yeah. Just be honest. Just stop saying yes when you really intend on showing up. Like, I don't know, just common courtesy.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe I'll never get anybody like that again because of me saying this, but like, I really wanted to vent my frustrations, and this is my podcast. So, oh, well, I mean, I wanted to vent. I have a platform to do that.
Do it, sister.
Cool, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, okay. So that was 20 minutes of me telling you guys it's over.
It's not over.
20 minutes of breaking up with everybody.
It's not over. What you've made over was the apple in the tree.
Yeah.
That's the one that's over.
Well, that's another thing that's not fair is that, again, I decided that this was the podcast that was working and I needed to put 100% effort into it. And so I didn't give any effort to our other podcasts.
By the way, the apple in the tree is a different podcast if you didn't know that.
Yeah.
Some people might not know that.
They might not.
It was with me again, your favorite.
And our son.
And you and Asher, our child.
Mm-hmm.
And we did child topics.
topics, children-friendly topics.
And the funny thing is, like, that was the most fun podcast for me to do. This one was hard because it was always, I'm still nervous every time I talk to a new person. Super nervous. I don't know if people realize how nervous I get. Like,
you have bad anxiety. We talked about that the last time I was on this podcast.
Like, I get really, really nervous. I think that's part of why I kind of want to stop for a little bit too, taking guesses, because, like, I really need a break from the anxiety, especially with all the other shit we have going on. Like, I need to not have to deal with at least this one thing and worry about scheduling people every week and scheduling ahead and having this many stacked up so that we can do what we need to do and, you know, have something posted by 3 a.m. so that I can, I don't know, so I can just have it up on time. And I hate routine. You know that. Yeah. This is a lot of routine for me. Mm. It's probably the most routine I've had my entire life.
Okay.
I mean, legitimately, though, it's like, other than going to work, this is probably the most routine I've ever had.
Wow.
I hate routine. I like not knowing what I'm going to do the next day.
Yeah, I know.
I like to fucking wing it. You know? So I wing it a lot. I don't even have questions written down. I talk to people. I just wing it.
Well.
So, and yeah, you're right. It's not all over. I'm obviously still going to do it, and I'll probably take guests here and there. Just, I'm not going to work as hard at taking guests. I'll do it when I can, rather than force myself to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll try to make this entertaining, hopefully. I'm still going to post every Tuesday. It just takes a lot of pressure off of me when it's you, because you're just right there.
Mm.
And it's comfortable and we can talk about whatever. So.
And I know you don't like to admit it, but I am pretty funny.
Well, yeah, you're funny. Maybe really? I don't like to admit it. I say it all the time.
You talk say about? That you're funnier, and we all know that's not true.
I definitely am funnier.
Mm.
We're both funny. But I'm the funniest.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I will literally stop being funny again for an entire year.
That was boring.
Oh, okay.
It was boring.
So what you're saying is you needed me to entertain you.
Yeah, you're like my monkey.
Why would I need to entertain you, though, if you're the funniest one in the family?
I can't just always laugh at my own jokes.
I laugh at my own jokes all the time.
I know you do.
And I'm hilarious. And I don't need you to make me laugh. So that's weird, huh? But you need me to make you laugh. I see. That's an interesting dynamic. You need me to make you laugh. But I don't need you because I have me.
You need me to make you laugh.
Think I do.
You'd be so sad if I was not funny.
I would just pull
it. Okay, we were listening to this other podcast. I'm not going to say what it was or what it was about, but it got like 4,000 five-star reviews. So we were like, this must be a great podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we were listening to it, and they were so boring. So boring.
They have 4,000 five-star reviews.
I don't understand how.
Because people are different.
Well, yeah, but like, even like their voices were so monotone. Well,
okay, fine, but that's not their fault.
Yeah,
they were born like, with that voice.
I just can't believe that they have that many 5-star reviews. I don't know.
Yeah,
I was bored. So. I could not pay attention to it.
Well, I mean, I could pay attention to it. The next episode that we listened to, because we did give it more than one chance.
Yeah, we gave it a couple.
So speaking of that,
we listened to the first one, and then we're like, that was not that great, but they have a ton of episodes. So we went to episode 100. We're like, let's give them a chance after they've been doing it for a while.
Give them a chance.
They still weren't great.
You know, though, like, well, now I forgot what I was going to say. But we must be wrong since 4,000 people like them.
I know.
It must be us.
It must
but be I it. Find a lot of times it is us.
or
we're super.
Maybe there's a way to like buy likes, which I don't know.
Maybe if there are ways to buy likes, you guys let us know.
Let's buy some likes.
Where do we buy those? Also, you know what? If you've got a podcast that you'd recommend, let us know. We love listening to podcasts. Oh, I mean, that's so the whole reason we even started this, is because we love podcasts so much. So if you got one out there, you know, other than like the normal ones, like Crime Junkies is one we listen to a lot. My Favorite Murder, we used to listen to a lot. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is my favorite podcast. He's such a great interviewer. Like, yeah, I like that one. If you haven't checked that one out, you should definitely listen to it.
That one is not my, like, I love his ads because they're so funny.
Are hilarious.
But I'm just not personally that into famous people, so their interviews don't really
interest
me that much.
The thing that interests me the most about him and his podcast is that he is really thoughtful in the questions that he asks. Like, and he's not afraid to ask questions. He just asks whatever pops into his head, or, you know, like, he is really sincere in how much he wants to get to know people too, which I like, because that's like how I want to be too. I want people to see how sincere I am, or how genuine I am about like knowing who they are. So.
Okay, but you know what upsets me?
Everything?
I know what upsets me already, but like when famous people...
Oh, yeah, okay.
...that are already famous or already on TV get into other things. Like some famous people all of a sudden, they're like actors and already millionaires.
Yeah, this drives you crazy.
Get a YouTube. I'm like, we already see you enough on TV. We don't need to see your YouTube. YouTube is for us, the little people. We don't need to see you more.
It's not for us. YouTube's really hard.
Okay, but I'm saying it's for the little people like us. Like, it's not for you. Get back in your zone. Yeah. Your zone is on the TV. Go back there. I don't want to see you on YouTube.
I think it's pretty crazy. Like, I don't know. I look at it like it is a smart business decision because...
Yeah, but the thing is they already have a follow. Like, they're already going to get paid as soon as they get on, and that's bullshit.
It's unfair, but then, I don't know, I guess, like, they worked up to that following in a time where YouTube and stuff didn't exist, so I guess I give it a little bit of a pass.
Let us have our thing.
But...
That's our thing.
Sure, fine. Let us have our
thing. If I want to find you, I'll go back to TV and find you.
Like, I mean, okay, Conan O'Brien started with millions of followers on his podcast.
So the first episode, he was already had good ads.
Yeah, I had started with zero listeners.
Yeah.
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 That was hard.
And then they'll like have
everything.
It was hard
to grow this podcast.
They'll make money on Instagram, doing ads. They'll get a YouTube. They'll get on TikTok, even though I don't think you can make money on TikTok. But I'm sure one day you'll probably be able to.
No, I'm pretty sure you can.
Okay, then it's like, geez Louise, how much money do you need to make? What are you going to do with all that money? Be buried with it?
Well, I mean, you probably just pass it down to people, charities and stuff.
The charities deserve the money. They don't.
Well, that's why they got to die.
I don't know. I didn't know what to say to that.
They got to die, and then they'll be buried at Oakwood Cemetery.
We'll go look at their grave and the freaking black magic lady.
Do you think Michael C. Hall will be buried in Oakwood, or do you think he'll be buried in LA? Like
California or cremated, or I don't know. I don't know where he's going to be buried. First of all, that's creepy to be talking about. Though, who's that actor who we saw his future gravesite?
Oh, Nicolas Cage? No, I think he sold that, though.
Louisiana?
I think he sold it.
Oh, why?
Recently, actually. I think he's just in like major debt. I don't know. That's what happens when you spend all your money buying.
Isn't there going to be another one of those movies? Your favorite movie? What's that movie?
National Treasure?
I thought there was another one coming
out. Yeah, there is. I'm so excited. I love that movie.
That and 2012 are Andrew's two favorite movies.
Yep. Because they're so... Well, okay, National Treasure is not, but 2012 is so mindless. Like, you don't have to think when you watch it, and you can just watch it over and over, and it's just fucking explosions and... Natural disasters. I like natural disaster movies because like I like seeing cows get swept up by tornadoes and shit, and it's not an actual cow, like
the CGI cow. No!
Yeah, so who cares? And people's houses are getting destroyed and stuff, and I just don't care because it's not real. Like when you see that shit on TV, you're like, oh man, that's horrible. But then you see it on the movies and it's like, oh, look at that guy's fucking entire house is floating by. It's crazy.
It's not in pieces.
Look how sad he is. Look how sad he is. Let's take a moment to recognize his pain, and then poof, it exploded in the air. Why? So weird. It's filled with gas and boom. Yeah, I like those movies. And there's always something stupid in it, like a villain who tries to fuck everybody, but then he ends up dying.
There's a villain, 2012?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, is this Russian dude?
Since I've been with you, you've probably watched that movie 100 times. And I don't think I've ever seen it.
No, I've watched it so many times. It has everything I like. Flying. So, first of all, I hate getting on planes, but I really want to fly a plane someday. I've always wanted to fly a plane since I was a kid. And so it's got a random dude who's never flown a plane or who has very minimal training, flying a plane in between buildings.
Perfectly.
And doing these amazing acrobatics to escape the city crumbling below them. And then it's got like a Russian villain.
Love Russian villains?
Who like, yes. Who, well, because the accent is just amazing. But they spend like $1 billion on tickets to go get saved at the end of the world because there are these rich people that know it's happening, and he tries to fuck everybody, and then he dies justly in front of his children. So, but see, if that happened in real life, sad. Children, those kids would be fucked for life.
Well, the mentally, it's
a lot of trauma. Mentally, they'd have lots of problems. Oh, no, they survive. The children survive.
Oh, I thought the world just ends.
No. It starts over.
Oh, okay.
They save a certain amount of people. Everyone else dies. Certain amount of people live. They're there to repopulate.
Okay, so it's like Noah, kind of.
Pretty much. It's in modern day Noah. It's called 2012. Lots of disasters. Lava happens. Storms. Buildings collapsing into giant crevices. And
how are they so rich that they can buy a $1 billion ticket?
He's just a Russian billionaire.
But why'd he buy those other people tickets?
He didn't.
How'd he die?
That's what made him a villain. He didn't buy those other people tickets. He only bought tickets for him and his two children and not for his wife.
Oh, mm-hmm. Ouch.
Yeah. Well, she was cheating on him with his driver, pilot guy.
Okay.
It was really complicated during that portion. But then they hop on an airplane together, and then the poles get switched somehow, and so they're heading towards one place, but then they go to China, and it's snowing there.
They just happened to have enough jet fuel to go across the...
Because luckily, the poles switched, and so they ended up in China, which is where the arcs were to save them.
Okay.
But they were going to land, and it's all snowy, and they couldn't make it over this mountain, and so they crash. But luckily, they were in a plane full of expensive exotic cars, so they all get in one.
That's lucky.
Yeah. They all get in one, and they drive out the back of the plane as it's sliding.
Sounds so stupid.
And they just slide across and come, and then they end up on an arc by sneaking in, and one of them almost drowns. It's great. It's the best. And then there's National Treasure, and that is truly a national treasure.
I don't know if I've ever watched it with you, but I've seen the movie.
I love that movie. 1 and 2, and I can't wait for number 3. I can't wait to see what hijinks they get into.
I thought it was number 4. It was only 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Rightly so, it should be a trilogy. Those guys, this is a long time in the making. It should have happened years ago. That's okay though, because now we're gonna get it. We're getting National Treasure 3, guys.
But we no longer know where Nicolas Cage is gonna be buried.
Get excited. Nicolas Cage is coming for his back tax money. Nicolas Cage is selling some comics. He's coming for his back tax money. He's going to get right with the government. He's making National Treasure 3. So get pumped. Those of you that know about National Treasure 1 and 2, get excited.
Okay.
It's happening.
Well, this podcast took a weird turn.
Didn't. It took the right turn. Yeah, what else exciting is happening? I mean, I know what's exciting for us, and we'll probably talk about that next week. Personally, exciting. But I don't know. I'm really excited about the podcast with my friend. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely going to do a ghost podcast also. I think that will be with you.
So you're stopping this podcast, but starting two other ones.
No, I'm not stopping this podcast.
Yes,
I'm still going to do this podcast, but it's going to be, I think what I had talked about with you, and we were supposed to do this on Sundays and we kind of never got around to it, was talking about like topics with, like about marriage or I don't know, like not really a therapy session, but talking about being married, about, I don't know, some difficulties or things that are funny or things that we enjoy or things we don't like about marriage and kids, having our kids, and like how tough that can be and how easy it can be and how some days you're like going crazy and some days you just can't get enough of them.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that. Okay. So I think that's what I want to do a little bit more of. And in that sense, I do want to have some couples on and stuff like that too. Because I think everybody, like couples, I think every couple is so different. I think we can get like a really unique perspective. And so if you're a couple.
Or a throuple.
Or a throuple. Oh my God, I would love to have a throuple. Or a quadruple. Or a sextuple. Or a quintuple, whatever. However many you have.
Octagonal.
Yeah, one of those two. However many you have in your group, come on over. Let's get this started. Not that
we
way.
We don't have that many microphones.
Well, don't come over. We'll call you. But yeah, I would love to talk to people about that.
What, Ro?
Oh. We got a child here right now.
Mama. What?
Candy. What's a candy?
Not right now.
Speaking of children, real life, bitch. Sometimes you gotta tell your kids no, and it hurts inside, but it's for the best.
Mama. Yeah. Okay.
Tell her no.
Should we end the podcast? Are we still talking?
Yeah, I think we're still talking.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that was our child.
Yeah, so I do want to do more of the Far Better Haves and get some guest couples on to talk about couple stuff, marriage stuff, new relationship stuff. Yeah, things like that. So if you are one of those, send us a message. Far Betterment on Instagram or farbetterment@gmail.com. Send us a message and let's get you on. Let's talk about, oh my God, she's on the outside of the stairs. She's on the railing climbing up. She's not climbing up the stairs.
Do I need to?
She's down. She's down. She's good. Okay. That's what cameras are for. Glad we have these. Okay.
Well, that made us sound like bad parents.
I never have seen her do that before. What the heck? What is she thinking? Okay. Anyway. Yeah. And I also want to do a little bit more talking about mental illness, things like that, especially like your perspective, because I think you have a unique perspective dealing with someone like me. And yeah, I don't know. We'll try to keep it interesting. If it's not interesting, keep it to yourself. Or you can do what other people have done and just go give us a 5-star rating, no matter what you think.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, just to be polite, just to say, you tried, Andrew. And we can tell. We can tell you tried hard. We feel bad for you, but you've given it your best effort. It's not our best effort, but it's your best effort.
It's not what we want to hear.
And Andrew, you're living your truth. And so here's 5 stars for living your truth. So 5 stars or no ratings, please. I'm joking.
Is that how those people got 4,000 5-star ratings? Yeah. How the dogs crying.
You guys have tried, so here's 5 stars. A for effort.
Oh, man.
I mean, I just want that participation trophy, right?
Mm-hmm. You deserve it.
My little 5-star ribbon.
We participated.
We participated. And here it is. Here's what we got. This is... Oh, man, our house is in disarray right now. This is what happens. So, anyway, yeah. I mean, or you know what? If there's anything that you guys want to hear, any suggestions, any topics you'd like to hear us talk about, or a topic that maybe we haven't touched on that you guys think we should have, let us know. Again, Far Betterment on Instagram.
If we know about it.
Yeah, if we don't know about it, we're going to wing it and say we know about it.
You can all take our advice.
Or I'll just, yeah, that's right. So Far Betterment, Instagram, farbetterment@gmail.com. Yeah. So anyway, this is the new Far Betterment for now. Whether you like it or not, I guess. I hope you like it because I really want to get back to putting on a quality program for you guys and not feel like I'm mailing it in. And I hope I didn't mail it in with any guests. I really do. I don't feel like I did. I feel like I really genuinely cared. But as far as scheduling people, I was fucking definitely mailing it in lately. So that's not fair. So I hope I can get back to the original Far Betterment soon. So, yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening. More of this to come. I hope you guys like it. I don't know.
How many people do you think are still listening?
Oh, we've lost everyone by now.
Okay, if anybody's still listening, you need to send us a sign. What's the sign?
If anyone's still listening, put on Instagram Robin's name on our last post and then up middle finger.
All right. Not my full name.
No, just Robin.
Well, I think you've put my full name before. Okay.
Okay. If just anyone's Robin. Listening, just as many middle fingers as you can on our last post.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you next week on a fresh new episode of Far Betterment.
I won't see you, though.
Well,
you'll listen
be
to us.
Talking at you on another episode of Far Betterment. Talking right at you, right into your ears, whether you like it or not.
In your ear holes.
Don't put it down, though. Even if you have to let it play through the entire episode without listening, just let it go. Just let it run, guys. Let it run.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. And that concludes another episode of Far Betterment. Thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to all my subscribers. And thank you to everybody who's rated the podcast so far. If you haven't subscribed, you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including where you're listening to podcasts right now. And please, please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us tremendously. I can't tell you how much it helps us. If you want to give us anything less than 5 stars, please don't. There's really no reason.